Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello there.
Bonnie James, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you guys.
Layla, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Music.
This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute.
With the smoothest show on internet radio, your hosts, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds.
Hello and welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz, where you meet the artists. This is the Jazz Queen in Las Vegas. Mike is on vacation with his girlfriend in Myrtle Beach, so I am not expecting him to call in this evening. Thank you and welcome to the show. For those of you in the chat room, thank you for joining us. And if you would like to join us in the chat room, please go to talkingsmoothjazz.com, click on Andre Delano's name, and that will bring you right into the chat room. You can also call in and speak with Andre at 646-716-5485, 646-716-5485. Saxophonist Andre Delano has a brand new single called Supposed to Be. He's working on a new CD. There is no scheduled date yet, but the single is really, really nice. It was released today, so he is on the show to tell us about this brand new single. So, Andre Delano, welcome back to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thank you very much, Terry. How you doing?
I am doing well. A little tired. Just returned from the Seabreeze Jazz Festival, and so I'm a little tired. But other than that, I'm doing well.
Doing very good.
Yes.
I just want to say, you know, you don't expect Mike Reynolds to call in. I very much expect Mike Reynolds to call in. Mike, if you're listening, stop whatever it is you're doing. I understand that you are on vacation right now with your girlfriend. I think you and your girlfriend should call in right now to say hi. Okay. Come on, stop what you're doing. Let's get with it. You know, we're working here, Mike. Here we go.
Well, you know, he was supposed to attend Seabreeze as well, but that did not work out. So the alternative was to go on vacation with his lady. And I have been trying my best not to bother him, not to call him or anything. So that's fine.
Yeah, Mike, you know, Seabreeze may let you off the hook, and Terry, the Jazz Queen, may let you off the hook, but Andre Delano is
not
letting you off the hook. No, call in. You're supposed to be, quote unquote, on the phone right now.
Supposed to be. Okay.
That's right.
So let's talk about this new single. What's the feedback you've been getting on it?
It's been great feedback. You know, we actually took a very different kind of approach with this one, where we, instead of me just kind of shutting myself off in the studio and, you know, working with the musicians that I collaborated with on the single, this time we opened it up and we brought the video cameras inside the studio, and this entire song from the beginning of from the first kick drum that I programmed to the pretty much the last vocal that I sang on the track is on YouTube. And if your listeners could go on to youtube.com and put in Making of Supposed to Be, and Supposed is spelled S-apostrophe-P-O-S-E-D, Supposed to, T-O-B-B-E, of course. And they can see it. They can see from the very beginning. They can see when I did the session with the guitar player, when I wrote the lyrics with Chelsea Nicole, the guy who produced it with me, Otis Lee. I mean, all of that is right there on YouTube. And the fans were into the song, like, from the very beginning. And I was really having people, like, you know, asking me, okay, you have to put a rush on this song because I can't get it out of my head. So that's really, really great feedback. And so now that the song has actually been released on CD Baby, it's actually on iTunes now, I just found out. And also, of course, it's on my on the website at www.andredelano.com. So I'm excited. I'm excited.
All right. All right. Well, you know, I have two phone calls for you already, so let's go ahead and take these calls. Yeah.
Okay.
Area code 702, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hi. Terry, it's Pam.
Hi. Hi, Pam. How are you?
Fine. How are you? Hi, Andre.
Is that Pam? How you doing?
I'm good, darling. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Yeah, I hope you got the single. I didn't have a chance to send the MP3, but definitely the wave is on its way to you.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah.
I'll be looking for it. I just sent you a message, too. And,
okay.
And now, when is the CD going to drop?
Well, the full CD, I'm really taking a really different approach this time. I mean, you know, before I would go in the studio, I would pretty much, you know, get the whole entire CD ready, and there wasn't enough build up to let people know about it. And so, of course, you know, when people would come to my live shows, they would purchase the CD. But this way, I kind of want the fans in on every song that I do leading up to the to the drop date for the entire CD, and that'll probably be later on in the year.
That's good. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Well,
so.
I'm glad you're doing good. It seems like big things are happening, and I knew they would, so I'm really happy for you.
Thank you.
You're
I appreciate
welcome.
That. I appreciate it.
Sure.
I love your support. Thank you so much for it.
You got it for a lifetime.
Look at that. I appreciate that. I'm hugging you in my mind right now, okay? I'm hugging you.
Well, big hugs back to you, too. And I'll talk with you soon because I'm working on some things, and it may take a little while, but it'll definitely be worth it in the end. So I'll keep you posted. I just wanted to call in and say hi and say hello to my girl, Miss Queen. What's up? I'm glad you're back
from the
concert. And I'll see you on Saturday. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. I'll be there.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Andre. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for calling in.
You're welcome.
Yes,
take care.
Beth.
Okay, you're
all
welcome.
Right.
All righty. Talk to you
soon.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Area code 717. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello.
Hi. What's your name?
Hi.
Hi. This is Brenda.
Hi, Brenda.
Hey, Brenda.
I really want to know when Andre's coming to Pennsylvania.
You know, let me tell you something. I want to put this announcement out right now, right here, right now. Andre Delano is looking for a booking agent. A lot of the things, a lot of the tours and things that I've done with other people, obviously, were booked by, you know, other promoters. And now that I'm really concentrating on, getting in front of people myself, I have booking agents that book me here in L.A., but we need more on the East Coast, you know, the Midwest. I mean, of course, St. Louis is my home, so I get back there from time to time. But, yeah, I would love to come to Pennsylvania. I would love to come to D.C., Mike Reynolds. I mean, I definitely want to get around to some other places. So, you know, Brenda, I mean, just trust me. I have my fingers crossed, and I want you to do the same. I just think things are really about to blow up in a major way. So just, you know, it's going to happen soon. I'm sure of it.
Yeah. Should I look up some jazz club areas around here?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think anything that will facilitate it, if there's a jazz club in the area that has the support of the radio station, I think that's a plus. And the main thing would be to get the single to the radio station first, so that the radio station can start to build a following in the area, so that by the time we book a show, there's no problem with selling out the show. Because a lot of times, if people know about what's going on and they know the artist and they feel comfortable, they will come to the shows. I mean, everybody wants to see a live performance. So, you know, it's just a process, though. It's a process, and, you know, we've been patient this long, just a little while longer, that's all.
Well, can I contact the radio stations and request your song? Would that help?
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
I think first off, you know, you find people in your area that who actually appreciate Andre Delano. Like we appreciate, I know I appreciate Andre Delano. If we do that, and you start, you know, a following will start to build in your town, and you know, if radio stations get repeated calls about one artist, that starts the buzz, and they start going, okay, now who is Andre Delano? And so they start researching it themselves, and before you know it, you know, I mean, I'm on your radio station every other hour. So that's the ideal thing, and when things develop into that, you know, my performance there will be happening shortly. I mean, it won't take long after that.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, you know, it's just a process.
Yeah,
of course, I'm with an independent label, and, of course, things move a little bit slower. But I'm okay with that because it's like the fact that we are able to do this viral campaign and get it on YouTube and all the people who have responded and who have bought the CD today has really been overwhelming. So I'm really excited. So, Brenda, you know, I appreciate your support ongoing, and I just, like I said, just, you know, there's some groundwork that has to be done, that's all. And with this song picking up the kind of steam that it is, you know, I really feel optimistic that things are moving in the right direction.
Well, I really love
it. And, Brenda, we as fans, we have to support the artists, and anything that you can do to contact a radio station or a manager of a jazz club in your area and say, you know, please bring in this artist. Please bring in Andre Delano. You know, do that. The fans have power. We have power. Yeah, do that.
Yeah, Philadelphia has a lot of nice clubs.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Well,
Brenda,
yeah,
thank you so much for calling.
I'm a manager for somebody. You know, ask them to bring in Andre. You know,
okay.
Tell them, give them his website, give them, even if you have like a CD or something, an extra CD of his that you can give them to play and listen to, or send them to his website to check out a video or something. That way they can see Andre perform.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Well, thank you for giving us a call.
All right.
Thank you, Brenda.
Okay. Hope to hear from
Brenda.
Okay.
All righty. Bye-bye. All right, area code 310. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hi, Terry. Hi, Andre. It's Tamara Collins. How are you all?
Hey, how you doing, Tamara?
I'm doing good, thank you. Now, you know why I'm calling, Andre. I'm holding on to this video from Spaghettini's and itching to release it. It's today the
day. Okay. Today is the day. Let me tell you, Tamara came to the show at Spaghettini's when I pretty much was teasing the audience with Supposed to Be. And you know, it's funny, you know, you go to the studio and you record these songs, and all of a sudden when you get in front of people, you know, of course it takes on a whole new life, you know. And at the time, the publicist actually promoted that, you know, I would be performing the song live in front of people, and I didn't tell her to say that. So what we did was we whipped up something really quick to just, you know, kind of, you know, present. It wasn't the full song at all. And so that's what Tamara has on her video camera. And she's been dying to put it up. I mean, you know, I can't, I mean, thank you for waiting this long, but I mean, I can't stop you. I mean, you know, it's just like, I'm sure Beyonce would have loved to stop people putting up that YouTube of her falling, coming down those steps. But she couldn't stop that, could she? So, I mean, you know, if you desire to put it up, I mean, I just to let you in on what's going to be happening, I will actually be putting up a live video of the full song within the next 3 weeks. So, I mean, that is coming. So, I mean, of course, I'm not just going to leave you with the recording and not a live performance of the song. I wouldn't do you like that. So, it is coming. So, you know, Tamara, it's on you, sugar.
Oh, well, it's going up tonight. My jazzy ladies have been asking me, where is it? So it's going up tonight.
Well, there it is.
And congratulations on the release today, too. That's really great. Hope
thank you.
It does really well and gets on the radio for me and all that.
Cool. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that. Thank you for your support.
Anytime.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Miss Tamara.
Thank you, Terry.
You know
all
Terry,
right.
You know, the label came up with something interesting. I was talking to them today. And are you there?
Yes, Harry? I'm here.
Okay, good.
Yes.
You know what they want to do? They want to do a radio campaign, but they want the fans, just like the fans have been a part of this thing ongoing from the very first YouTube video. What they want to do is they want to go to radio once the downloads have reached 5,000. That's what they wanted me to announce today on this interview, that once once the downloads have reached 5,000, which is very easy to do. I have 10,000 on my email list. There's a 1,000 on my Facebook fan page. I have 5,000 on my friend page on Facebook. I think that's very attainable. You know, listeners, what do you think at home or wherever you are listening? I really think that's something we can do, but I really need people to, you know, I got a lot of people going by and just listening to the samples. I mean, a lot of people are purchasing too, but we need more purchases of this CD. I mean, all you get is a minute and a half. Go ahead and get the full 4 minutes of the song and download it so that, you know, you can turn on your radio at some point and hear this song on the radio, because I definitely want it to go to radio as well, because that would just speed everything up.
Okay, and where can they find that to download it?
Well, you can go to CD Baby. The URL is www.cdbaby.com/CD/Andre Delano and the number 3. Again, that's
okay.
cdbaby.com/Andre Delano and the number 3.
Okay. All right. I have another phone call, area code 405. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
How you doing, Andre? This is Sean Oglesby.
Oh, my man.
Hi, Sean. Welcome.
What's up? How you doing, man?
Man, I'm good, man. You know, it's so funny, man. Terry, just when I think ain't nobody listening, Sean comes out of the woodwork. You know what I mean?
Man, you know we go way back, man, back to home, East St. Louis, man.
That's right. That's right.
Me and Andre graduated from high school together, and I'm on his email. Yeah.
Yeah, no, Sean. No, I'm just gonna say Sean has been like, you know, an avid, you know, support even in high school with the jazz band program and stuff like that. And then once I got out with Maxwell and other people that I played with, I mean, Sean has always followed my career. And so when I started releasing my own CDs, I mean, I think you have every one, don't you?
I have every last one, even the Christmas CD, you know.
Yeah, look at there. So, I mean, it ain't like we're talking about a long list. We're only talking about 3 or 4 CDs. But,
yeah, I downloaded the single today, you know.
Very nice, man. Very nice.
And you know, when people ask for the CD, I make them go buy a copy. You know, ain't none of that burning.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly,
mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I think people just need to understand, I mean, this is what we do for a living, and, you know, it's a process. I mean, you know, that's one thing people really appreciated about looking at those YouTube videos was I was getting a lot of responses that, you know, we had no idea the process of making music, and for you to bring us into the studio like that, I mean, people were very, very appreciative of that, you know. So Sean, did you check out any of the YouTube videos leading up to the release?
Yes, I did. You know, I'm on your emailing list, man. You know, I mean, you know, I'm on your Facebook page and your fan page. So, you know,
right on,
I gotta support everything. You know, I support everything you do. You know, you represent home, so I gotta be there for you. You know what I mean?
Thank you, man. Appreciate that, bro. Appreciate it.
Okay, you take care. Cool. Like I say, you cool. know, you got a fan for life, man.
Right on, man. Right on. We'll be in touch, man. Thank you for calling
All right.
in, Sean.
Take
right
care,
on,
man.
Thank you, Sean.
Yeah,
thank
All
you.
All right. Have a good evening.
Okay.
You too. All right, bye-bye. Okay, I have another call, but I have 2 questions from the chat room that I want to get to before I lose those because the chat room
okay.
is filling up.
Okay.
No so problem. Area code 562, hold on for just a minute, and I want to get these 2 questions in. Love Music 2 would like to know, what was the inspiration for Supposed to Be?
The economy. Honestly, the economy and, you know, we all smile in the good times, right? But, you know, when things
mm-hmm.
aren't going the way we planned or the way we thought they would be, you know, we get discouraged. And we forget that most times the most important thing to do is to just sit still. But that we find that's the hardest thing to do when times are difficult. So what I wanted to do with this song, I mean, you know, if you're an artist and you're making music, hopefully you're making music for people and you're not making music just for yourself. And what I wanted to do was touch people and let them know that, okay, you know, yeah, we could be stressing out. Yeah, we could be worrying about the bills. We could be worrying about standing in the DMV line. But you know what? Instead of doing that, why don't we just stay right here and just chill and just love each other, you know what I mean, as opposed to stressing and tripping out. So really, really the times really motivated the inspiration for this song.
Okay, and then Paulo would like to know, when will the album be available in Brazil?
You know, Paulo has asked me that question since 2005. And I, you know, Paulo, man, I feel bad because, you know, Paulo has been really... Matter of fact, I got a chance to meet Paulo when I was on tour with Lana Richie there in Brazil. And, you know, very cool guy and very, very much a supporter of the music. We just got to find a way to get it over there. And, I really need to talk to more label reps to figure out what we can do to get distribution in Brazil. But I do know that you can download it, just like everyone else, of course, online. And, and Paulo, hopefully iTunes or, you know, CD Baby or even off the website. Because the good thing is the website, they send it everywhere. I mean, you know, some people in the UK have bought the CDs before, and they send over there. So that's always a good outlet as well, to just go ahead and buy it on the website, and they'll send it. And also, right now, every CD that's purchased on the website, I'm actually signing the CDs before they go out. So you get the autographs. You get an autographed CD if you buy it on the website. So,
All right. All right, area code 562, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hi, this is Yolanda from East St. Louis.
Hi, Yolanda, how are you?
I'm good.
Hey, Yolanda from East St. Louis.
Hey, just wanted to call and tell Andre congratulations on the new record. I downloaded it today, sounds awesome.
Wow.
And tell him how proud we are for repping the East Boogie and all that he's accomplished and overcome growing up in that area, for all that you're doing.
Well, thank you, Yolanda. Yeah, Yolanda, see, it's so funny, these shows, Terry, it's always like an episode of This Is Your Life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's mm-hmm. like, I feel like, remember that TV show back in the day, This Is Your Life? And when I'm on the phone with you, and I think no one is listening, and someone like Yolanda, who actually lives five doors down the street from me, all right, I've been knowing her since I was 8 years old, and I mean, you know, but this is the kind of love I'm talking about, people who, you know, who I've known for so long and who have followed my career and are still supporting. So I got much love for East St. Louis and people like Sean and Yolanda who, you know, continue to show their unending and unyielding support. So, yo, you know I'm repping.
Good job. You're doing a good job at it.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you for calling, Yolanda.
Okay.
Yeah, she'll call me later and she'll tell me everything about the single she didn't like. Right.
Don't tell our secrets.
Yeah, right.
All right. Good night.
Good night. Andre, I wanted to ask you, why did you want to do a making of video?
Well, again, you know, you look at the times and you look at TV, which is a great example, reality television. And, you know, I know a lot of people may have their opinions about reality television, but one thing it does, it gives you the behind the scenes. And I know all of it may not be, you know, real, but that whole concept is what I use for, you know, this particular video. And a lot of people, you know, who were seeing me live, they had no clue of what I was doing in the studio. They had no clue, you know, the inspiration behind the songs, if that's really me playing piano, if that's really me singing, or if that's really me, you know, some people question, is that really you playing the saxophone? I mean, so I just wanted to give an example and just kind of show people, you know, all that's involved with, you know, producing and writing a song. I mean, I think one of the favorite parts of that video for me is actually the writing session with me and Chelsea, and coming up with the concept and the idea and just bouncing ideas off each other, you know, because that's where the song gets intellectual, when you start thinking about the lyrics and how you actually want to make people feel when you say a certain something. So, yeah, so I mean, really reality television, and I think it's just a great marketing tool to just let people see what's going on. They're kind of like a DVD, you know, you can go behind the scenes and see the cutout versions. I mean, I put a couple of bloopers up where, you know, I was stuttering and trying to get words out, and you know, I put that up on the Facebook fan page. But yeah, I think it's something I'll do. I'm gonna do it for every song because it'll probably start to get a bit monotonous. But I think for this first one coming out of the gate was a good idea.
Oh no, but you know what? We as fans, we love to see the behind the scenes making of a CD, you know, and of your music, and we love to see what you as the artist have to go through to make that music. So don't stop what you're supposed to be. Keep going with the rest of them, and let us see what you have to do, what your thinking process is, and what you know the concept and all of that. Because we love that. We love that. We as fans do not get to see that process. It's like sometimes when I listen to an artist's music or an album, I wish I was a fly on the wall in the studio when they were making that song or that album. So you allowing us to see that, we love that.
Great. Okay. Cool. Yeah, and of course, you know, hearing your feedback and stuff like that is very valuable to me, too, because I want to know what people are thinking. I want to know, you know, how what I'm doing is affecting them in a good and a bad way. I want to know it all, you know, because that helps me to grow and helps me to know, you know, how to continue to reach my audience. That's very important. Also, for the people out there who are not on the fan page on Facebook, I need you there. Because the good thing, I'm going to tell you, the good thing about being on the fan page on Facebook is that I am so connected to the, I mean, I feel like when I'm on there, I feel like we're all sitting in the same living room. Because, you know, it's so personable, it's so interactive. I put up something, someone is out, you know, talking back, and it's like it's almost like a conversational chat right there on the Facebook. So if you're not on that, go to the official Andre Delano fan page on Facebook. It's in all caps. You can't miss it right now. A picture of the supposed to be single is up with the hands touching. Please become a member of the fan page because that's where you will get everything Andre Delano firsthand. As a matter of fact, they knew about the CD being released on, what's today, Tuesday? Saturday. People were buying the CD on Saturday, see? So other people who didn't know about that, of course, they were waiting to Tuesday today, but it was available Saturday, and I was already given, you know, sneak peeks and stuff like that. So all that stuff happens on the fan page.
Okay, and I want to let you know that the chat room, a couple of people in the chat room are saying, number one, that they love the bloopers. And Tamara was saying that, you know, doing the making of video makes it more personal for us.
Yeah.
Fans, so definitely keep that up. And I have not seen the bloopers yet, so I need to go check those out. But we love those too. So yeah,
again,
don't stop what you're supposed to be.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. And now you mentioned the concept, so I wanted that was my next question. The concept for not only supposed to be, but the concept for the rest of the album. What is it that you are saying to your fans in this CD?
Well, the name of the CD is going to be Life as I See It. Just simply Life as I See It. And, you know, just when we think that we're alone in the way we think and the way we, you know, we think that when we're going through a problem, we think that we're the only ones going through that problem, when that's not necessarily so. You know, it's always going to be someone out there who can relate to what you're going through and someone who can always help you to get through that. So Life as I See It basically is just, you know, things good and bad, because it's, you know, it can be all good, because that's, to me, that's not real when it's all good. It's not all good. But I want to show people, you know, my view of life. And, you know, supposed to be is one aspect of that. The next single that I'm thinking about that's really already written is a song called Help Yourself. And, you know, that's just about making strides to be the best that you can be, even though we may not always attain that. You know, so I'm just going to keep it going. I mean, this process is non-ending. The good thing about it is by the time the full CD comes out, you're going to know every thought in my head, which, you know, I don't think enough artists allow people into their heads, you know what I mean? So you know, I don't mind. I just you know, the fact that the whole concept and the whole to me definition of being an artist is that you open yourself up, so to speak, and allow people in. I don't think it should be a closed off thing. At least that's my opinion of it, you know. So.
Okay. All right. Well, you answered. Karen had a question that you just answered. She wanted to know, do you have another song in mind for the next one? And so that's going to be Help Yourself, right?
That's, you know, these things can always change. I mean, for the people
change.
Who have really been, you know, for the people who have really been following this closely, they know that Supposedly wasn't even going to be the first single. That, you know, that would be a good trivia question, wouldn't it? You know, I'm going to ask the fans something. What was the intended first single off this CD? Does anyone know that? Ha-ha.
Ah, okay. All right. Tamara says to tell you to tweet more. So tell everyone your Twitter address.
Twitter address, Andre Delano Musée. And I say that because music isn't always spelled out because I couldn't fit it. So it's
okay.
A-N-D-R-E. D-E-L-A-N-O-M-U-S-I.
Okay.
I don't think I got
all
the
right.
C in there. So, yeah. The Twitter thing, I'm working on it.
Okay.
I'm working on it.
Okay. Yeah. And Barb Susan would like to know, when are you coming back to Spaghettini's?
Well, Barb Susan, I don't know. I mean, you know, Spaghettini's, we just sold it out last time. And, you know, quite honestly, you know, on a performance, it kind of doesn't get better than a sold-out crowd. You know what I mean?
That's true.
So
I never
want to go to a place too much, even though, you know, I mean, I think I've been there, the last past, year and a half, maybe, three times or whatever. I think I kind of want to spread it around a little bit, you know. So I'm certainly not opposed to going back to Spaghettini's. It's just that I want to open myself up to more places and just move around just a bit more. That's all.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Yeah, there's nothing on the books for it. Go ahead.
Okay. I understand that you have some T-shirts available.
Would you want a T-shirt, Terry?
I would like one, but I'd like for you to tell everyone about the T-shirts and where they can get it so, you know, they can purchase some T-shirts.
T-shirts. The T-shirts as well as it's three different T-shirts. For those people who were so bent out of shape about the Maso Fine T-shirts because they only came in small and medium, and those were made small anyway. So I've had a lot of people quite upset after they purchased their Maso Fine T-shirt, and they were like, "Well, Andre, I think I'll just hang it on the wall because I can't put it on."
Mm-hmm.
So what we did was, of course, with the supposed to be shirts, they come in, you know, much larger sizes, and you know, there's a picture up on the fan page as well. So the supposed to be shirts are out there, Maso Fine shirts for men. Men were starting to feel pretty left out that they didn't have any shirts, so. There's a shirt called Got Smooth Soul that's up there,
mm-hmm.
as well as the mm-hmm. single. The single is up there for $2.99, and of course the reason for that single at that price is because you're getting so much more. You're getting the art. There's actually artwork, not just the front, but there's the back cover with a picture of me on it with the credits of, you know, who's on the CD, obviously, and then actually a tangible CD, which a lot of people actually like. I mean, some people. They'll download, but then I've had some fans go, you know what, Andre, can you make the CD, you know, a tangible CD where you can sign it for us, where we can get the artwork and stuff like that. So that's actually up there as well as all the rest of the CDs, Maso Fine, Full Circle, as well as First Christmas. So, yep, AndreDelano.com, y'all.
All right, that's where you can get the T-shirts and all of his music. All right, Andre, let's go ahead.
Get the hat, get the Doritos, get everything. Get the whole enchilada, huh? Yeah, get it all.
Well, let's go ahead and play this new single, Supposed to Be. It was released today. And, again, congratulations to you for that. And you can pick this up. You can download it on cdbaby.com. All right, this is called Supposed to Be.
Baby, yeah. burned out, driving to the DMV and waiting in line. We see every day that life's too short. People that we love ain't here no more. Gotta refocus, it's not hopeless, but it's not what life is for. Should kick up our feet, washing TV. Get let down, worrying about what tomorrow brings. People get broke down and get tapped out, running to the mall trying to buy everything. Someone tell me, where did our values go? Happened to the love we used to show? Gotta refocus, it's not hopeless, but it's not what life is for.
There you go, the brand new single by Andre Delano, Supposed to Be. I especially love the line about standing in the DMV line. I love that because that is so, like you said earlier, so stressful. Have to go down to DMV, stand in that long line, and wait forever. I love that.
Yeah. You would think they were giving out rib tips. The way people are lined up, but. So, you know, all the stressful things that we go through, you know, just to try and make it right, but, you know.
Okay. All right. Now,
that's my take.
Trish in the chat room had posted that you were in Sacramento last year doing a fundraiser for breast cancer awareness, and
yes.
It was called Sax on the River, and she was hoping that you will be back this year. So are there any plans for that?
Yes, actually we've been in talks about that, and you know, Tom Braxton, of course, who's a very noted sax player as well in the smooth jazz genre, we're talking about maybe trying to hook up, you know, doing a show together as well. So I'm looking forward to it. I mean, hopefully we can, you know, dot the I's and cross the T's and make everything work. So yeah, Trish, I'm looking forward to that, definitely.
All right. Now, Eve is in the chat room.
Okay.
Eve Delaney. I did not know she was in the UK, so it's like 3 a.m. for her. Listening in chat room. So thank you, Eve, for tuning in. But I also wanted to mention that Eve does a, she did a great job on the announcements. I love her work.
Let me tell you something. Eve is the administrator over the fan page site. Eve set it up. Eve has put together like videos of, you know, like she takes different pictures and stuff like that, and she puts them together for different songs and stuff like that. She's really amazing, and I'm very thankful for all the work that she does, and for her to be up right now at 3 a.m. listening to me listening to me talk. Thank you, I really appreciate
that's
that.
That's a fan.
Really.
That's a true fan.
Sure. For, you know what I mean? I mean, you know, come on. I mean, I'm so humbled. I'm so humbled by all of this, and I really just hope the fans understand that you know. The support that they give to me and the love that they show really means a great deal to me. Because, I mean, you know, they don't have to. They don't really have to do that, you know. So, you know, you guys really, you know, from the bottom of my heart, I appreciate it. Really, I do.
Now, Karen, I think it was Karen. The chat room was moving so fast, I'm missing quotes and statements. But Karen, I believe Karen said that the next single, the first single was supposed to be I lost it in the chat room. So, Karen, if that was you to post it, would you please repost that so I can mention that
to
Andre?
Yeah, the first intended single? It was not supposed to be.
Oh, maybe that's what she was doing, answering that question. Okay.
Yeah, sounds like it.
All right.
Like it.
Okay. Oh, thank you. Was it thank you?
Wow. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, let me just explain a bit of that. Thank you. Which is another song that will definitely go on this CD, is about my adoption experience. I was actually adopted as an infant, and I wrote a song about that. And, of course, you know, the song is kind of upbeat as well, kind of like supposed to be, because, you know, a lot of people can perceive something like that as being very sad, but it really wasn't for me. Actually, being adopted was really the best thing that happened in my life. I mean, I was exposed to East St. Louis, you know, the good and the bad. I was exposed to the music program over at Lincoln High School, which, you know, of course, is the alma mater of trumpeter Miles Davis. I mean, so many things in a positive light happened coming through East St. Louis. I mean, I was born in Chicago, but this song, Thank You, it really is very descriptive. It talks about a lot of things in depth, and coming out of the gate with that song, you know, because it's, you know, it's very autobiographical, and you know, I didn't want to lose anybody coming out of the gate with something that heavy, you know what I mean? So that's the reason we moved to supposed to be, you know, it's a feel good song, you know it talks about relieving stress, and definitely not adding to it, so. But I think that, you know, people will appreciate Thank You, I mean, especially those people who want to know the backstory, and because we all have a backstory, right? We all have something we came from that makes us who we are right now. And Thank You, I mean, wow, I could go on and on about that song, but that one is probably the most personal song I've ever written before in my life.
And Karen just said that she has 4 adopted children.
Wow.
Well, so yeah.
Wow.
Now since she answered the question, you have to give her something for that.
Well, definitely. First of all, you know, of course, the signed CD. You know, Karen, we'll figure out something on the fan Facebook fan page. I promise. Because I mean, I didn't think anybody would get that.
Yeah. Really.
Yeah. Because I mean,
that is great.
You know, one email went out about it, and then of course that was it. It was like, zip. Where did it go? And so we corrected that, you know, really quickly because, like I said, we wanted the mood to be much more lively for the first song.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, how many songs have you done so far for this CD?
Terry, conceptually, I have the CD done. You know what I mean? It's like it's funny. Like in my mind, as you know, music is always going on in my mind. And concepts and the making of these songs, they're always there. Now, physically sitting down at a piano and actually, making the music to them. To be honest with you, probably about 5 to 6 songs are done right now with just making the music of
okay.
it. I have lyrics that, okay. that I write down lyrics all the time. But you know, I kind of approach CDs from beginning to end before I even start usually. So that you know the
okay.
concept is there because I hate just putting random songs. I don't do that. I don't put random songs on a CD. Oh, this doesn't sound good. Throw it in. I don't do that.
Mm-hmm,
I like for the CDs to remind you of a movie where there's a theme and every song fits into that theme.
Okay. All right. Cool. So now and
yeah.
you are releasing. You're not releasing an entire CD right now, but I think what you told me you were going to do is just kind of release some singles one at a time.
I want to do it that way. I want to do it that way because we've done it that way before. Where we, you know, of course, came out the box with a full CD, and we, of course, usually the label will pick one single to go to radio, right? Well, with this one, it puts the ball much more in the fans' court, you know, I think, and they get a chance to get a good feel of this CD way before it's done, and I'm even thinking about. You know, I've got to talk to the label about this, but I'm actually thinking about the fans putting together the CD based on, you know, of course, I'm going to do more songs than the CD requires. It would be nice to have the
okay.
fans actually say, okay, based on these songs, maybe that one won't work, maybe that one won't work. I really like these 10. I don't think that's been done before, so I think I'm always looking for something innovative to do.
Okay, now Pamela says... Pamela just posted in the chat room to tell, she says, tell Andre we want to be his inspiration for a title song.
Yeah.
Hey, that's cool. That's
yeah.
cool. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, that'll work. All right. All right, so let everyone know again where they can download Supposed to Be.
All right, Supposed to Be right now is up on CD Baby, and that's cdbaby.com/CD/AndreDelano, and the number 3. And it's also up on iTunes. So these are the 2 places where you can download it. I don't know the URL for the iTunes, you know, where it is there. But if you go there and you put in Andre Delano, maybe you'll see Full Circle or Maso Fine come up. If you hit that, it'll still take you to where Supposed to Be is. You can also get the physical CD from the website, and that is signed physical CD. AndreDelano.com.
Mm-hmm.
There's T-shirts. There's you know several T-shirts. All the CDs. You know, Doritos, chips, hats, lollipops, rib tips. Go and get it. Go and get it, guys. Like I said, you know, after 5,000 downloads, gets this song on the radio. Gets a promoter. Gets all the things, gets all the wheels moving in the right direction. So, you know, if you really like the song, if you really believe in what it's saying, please, you know, tell your friends, tell your relatives, go get it, go get it. And let's celebrate together when we hear it on the radio. That's what I have to say.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, congratulations again on this new single and the upcoming CD. Again, everyone, support
Thank
the artist. It's like... what was the lady, Brenda, that called in. You know, if there's a jazz club in your area, if you want to hear the song on your radio station, if you still have a jazz station in the area, but it will still fit, I think it will fit an urban station nicely. I think it will
yeah,
fit
this,
nicely
this,
there.
This, yeah, this
yeah.
song is definitely urban AC, R&B.
Yeah.
You know, it's, I mean, you know, you got sax in the beginning and sax in the end, but, you know, it's
mm-hmm.
definitely,
mm-hmm.
it can definitely cross genres, which is, you know, that wasn't intended, but just kind of, you know, I have a very heavy R&B, you know, background and stuff like that, so I kind of can't help it.
Yeah, yeah. So call your radio station and ask them to play the song. I think, you know, if radio people... program directors, if they were more open to playing music by new artists and up-and-coming artists, we wouldn't be in the situation we're on now with the radio station. So if you are a fan
yeah.
of Andre Delano's and you want to hear his music on the radio station in your city, call them up and ask them to play it. And if
right.
you call them enough and bug them enough, they will eventually play it.
Yeah. Definitely.
But you have to call them up. You know, we as fans, we have to use our power and put our power in place. So call them
yeah.
up and ask them to play it. And if there's a jazz club in your area, talk to the manager of the club and ask them to bring Andre in to perform as well. phone. Let's get him out there because he deserves to be out there.
It's called supply and demand, right? It's like fans are so powerful, and sometimes I don't think they realize how powerful they are. But you know, if you demand something enough, they will supply it. It's just business. It's just, you know, that's all it is, business. So you know, let's do it, y'all. I want to be near to you too. You know what I mean?
All right, now. Barb Susan just posted in the chat room, has he mentioned his spend an intimate half day on a yacht in Newport Beach on May 21st?
And let me tell you something, Barb. Thank you so much, because the promoters were about to kill me for getting off of here and not mentioning that. Okay. Oh, my God. Speaking of live performances, guys, I'm going to be on a yacht. Come on with me. I'm going to be on a yacht out of Newport Beach. May 21st, it's a whole half a day. We're gonna get on at 10. We're gonna pull out at 11. Everything on there is, you know, once you pay the price of admission, everything else is free. Don't quote me, but I'm not sure. I don't think there's an open bar, but I think everything else, buffet, the performance, hanging out, all that, you know, it's like covered. So just, you know, come on out 11 to 3, May 21st. As a matter of fact, this information is also on my website. If you go to AndreDelano.com and you hit the news tour link, you will see the picture. Mm-hmm. They used the picture of me with the big afro. why they did that. For those of you who think I still have the big afro, I don't anymore. I hate to disappoint, but come see the new Andre Delano May 21st on the yacht.
Oh, that's so cool. That's so cool.
Yeah.
All right. So for those of you in the area, this is your opportunity to see Andre perform. So definitely go to the website, AndreDelano.com, and get all that information. And head on out there and see him perform. That is so cool. Well, good for you. Congratulations.
Yeah. Come on, Terry. Come on down and let's hang out on the yacht.
Oh, I would love to, I may have to do that, you know.
And then I can come to Vegas if we hang out at a casino over the crap table or something.
Okay. All right. You know, I very rarely gamble.
I was just about to say that people who live in Vegas do not hang out in Vegas. Is that right?
Mm-mm. You do not hang out on the strip for one. Definitely.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard so many people say that. Right.
It's
right.
True.
But people like us who go to Vegas, we lose our minds in Vegas. And that's why.
And you win all of our money.
And you want us to go home. I realize that. Like, you know, please go home. Yeah.
You win all of our money, too. Us locals can't win anything. But the tourists are coming here and hit the jackpots big time. I was like, okay.
Right. That's hilarious to me.
For sure. That's for sure. All right. Well, Andre, thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to speak with you again.
Okay. Definitely. You know, I appreciate all the love and, you know, being able to really make this happen on the release day. Terry, thank you so much. You know, tell Mike I'm going to have to deal with him.
Okay.
No, seriously. Much love, Mike, man. I look forward to talking to you at some point, bro. Hopefully you are listening, and if not, check out the podcast, right? That'll be available.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
It'll be available.
Make that announcement.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to make that announcement, because I don't think a lot of people know that there's like a podcast that's always available on iTunes. Is that correct?
Yes, the shows, all of our shows are available on iTunes under Talking Smooth Jazz. You can also come back to Blog Talk Radio and listen to all of the shows on demand as well. We started in June of 2008, and every show since then is on blogtalkradio.com/Talking Smooth Jazz. So if you just come to Blog Talk Radio and search for Talking Smooth Jazz, and then go to the On Demand section, you can listen to all of our shows since 2008, and again, you can download them from iTunes as well.
Nice.
Definitely.
Very nice.
You can definitely do that. Yeah. All right.
Ooh,
all right,
cool.
Sir. Well, you have a great evening. Congratulations on this new single, Supposed to Be, and we look forward
to
hearing the rest of the music.
Definitely. Thank you all for tuning in, and you know, I'll see you guys on the fan page on Facebook, because that's where I communicate.
That's right.
All right. That's right.
Get him up.
Thank you again,
Jerry. You're welcome. You're so welcome.
Okay. Cool.
All right. Bye-bye.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, that was Andre Delano. Again, his new single is called Supposed to Be. That is available now on cdbaby.com. You can also definitely download it. If he can reach 5,000 downloads of this single, that it will go to radio, and that's definitely what we would like to do. You can follow him on Twitter, Andre Delano, M-U-S-I. He's also on Facebook. His website is andredelano.com. All right, I want to thank those in the chat room, Anita, Barb, Brenda, thanks for calling, Pamela and Brenda and Sean, thank you so much for calling, Yolanda, thank you for calling as well, all of the guests, Karen, Love Music, Paulo, Karen and Paulo, I'm sorry, Eve and Paulo, thanks so much for tuning in from across the pond, thank you, Trish, thank you for your for tuning in as well, Tamara, thanks for calling, appreciate you guys calling in. And supporting the artists, so definitely do that. Definitely keep that up. All right, so Mike, wherever you are, I hope you are enjoying your time on Myrtle Beach with your lady friend. I know you're having a great time. Anita and I just returned from Seabreeze Jazz Festival, where it was awesome, awesome, awesome. We had such a great time. It was our first time there, and it was a great, great concert. Anita hooked us up with a great condo. She had it all set up for us and ready to go when we got there, and the ocean was our backyard. It was beautiful. It was just beautiful, just beautiful. Before I go, I want to say congratulations to all of the Oasis Contemporary Jazz Award winners. It seems that the Oasis was going to destroy the awards, but the Carters purchased them and made the announcements at the Jazz Festival for the artists that were there performing, made the announcements of the winners, and presented the awards to them. So before I go, I'm going to let you know who won. For the best festival was the Catalina Island Jazz Festival. Brian Culberson walked away with 6 awards, CD of the Year for 12, a Song of the Year for That's Life, Collaboration of the Year, Entertainer of the Year, Keyboardist of the Year, and Male Artist of the Year. Boney James won Entertainer of the Decade. Cindy Bradley won Brass Player of the Year and New Artist. Mindy Hebert, Female Artist of the Year. Foreplay Group of the Year, Spaghettini's Best Venue of the Year, Jeff Lober, Producer of the Year, Peter White, Guitarist of the Year, Sheila E., Percussionist of the Year, Jonathan Butler, Vocalist of the Year, Dave Koz, Saxophonist of the Year, and Marcus Miller for Bassist of the Year. Congratulations to all of these artists. Great, and a kudos and a shout-out to the Carters for purchasing these awards and then making them at the festival. So kudos to them, shout-out to them, and congratulations. And thank you to the Carters for a great, great time we had this weekend. Thank you so much. All right. Thanks again for those in the chat room for listening. Again, thanks to the callers, Brenda, Tamara, Sean, and Yolanda, and our thanks again to Andre Delano for joining us. I'm going to close the show with a song from Andre's My So Fine CD, one of my favorite songs, Sister Caliente. This is the Jazz Queen, and you have been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz. Upcoming Saturday, we have Patrick Bradley coming on Saturday, so tune in for that. We would not be on Easter Sunday. This Sunday we would not be on. That is Easter. And then on Monday, April 25th, we are talking to Marcus Williams. All right. Everyone, have a great evening. Thank you for tuning in. This is Sister Caliente from Andre Delano's My So Fine CD. Until next time, keep it smooth.